This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning. Hangover Day. I am Glenn the Geek, and I'm coming to you this week, or today, from Oaks, Pennsylvania.
And I'm Emily Thompson, coming also from Oaks, Pennsylvania, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning, live from the American Equestrian Trade Association show in Oaks, Pennsylvania, for February 2nd, episode 1095. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this day after the Super Bowl. We hope your headache isn't too bad and that you've recovered. It was a fantastic game, one of the very few in recent years that's come down to the wire like that did. Congratulations. I was rooting for Seattle, but congratulations to all of the New England fans out there.
Yep. They are happy. It was one of those games. Football fans are happy this morning.
Well, we're definitely happy for all the New Englanders up there with another victory. I think it's the fourth time now. And it's so much fun. I'm actually sitting right across from Emily, who you usually hear on the jumping episode that we do the first Tuesday of every month. But we are here together at the American Equestrian Trade Association in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia. And it's a cold, snowy, rainy, yucky morning here this morning.
Pre-blizzard. We're pre-blizzard here. It's looking a little dark. We were questioning really how the groundhog saw his shadow.
Yeah, he's in Pennsylvania too. I don't get that.
No.
But apparently he did, and now it's another 6 weeks of winter,
like
apparently.
Right.
This winter was going to end.
Yeah.
So we feel bad for all you people in the north, and Emily and I are both ready to get back to Florida now after being 4 days in Philadelphia.
Oh, my goodness. Fastest possible.
I had to get my hat and gloves out.
Oh, I know. I own so few sweaters and winter clothes that, you know, yeah, you're just like, you're cold.
Nobody's feeling bad for us.
No, no one's feeling bad, I know, but we just got to get out of here. You know, what are you going to do?
We're going to be heading back this afternoon. But we had a great time here at the American Equestrian Trade Association this weekend. This is a show that is put on for retailers to come in and check out all the new products that manufacturers and wholesalers have brought to the market in the last 6 months and then place their orders. A lot of the orders being placed here at this show are for the fall and winter, for blankets and things for actually next winter season. You're booking a little bit ahead. The clothing that they're booking right now would be for the spring and summer, right?
Yeah, it's so cool to walk down the aisles. I mean, I am a horse person. I'm showing and I'm out there. I see all the products, and I feel like I see them right when they come out. But then when you come to the trade show, you're like, oh, my gosh, it's outrageous. Like, everything's new and bling. Bling is in.
Yeah.
They are blinging it up. I mean, boots, helmets. It's cool, though. It's lots of fun. So we're bringing you some cool stuff that we found for sure. A couple new things.
Yeah, we have a bunch of guests lined up for this morning. I want to give a thank you to Hopper Expositions and Ginger and Kent from Hopper Expositions. They bring us in to this for the last 6 years, I think, Jennifer,
wow.
Right? It's been for a long time, almost since we started the Horse Radio Network. We've been coming twice a year and providing coverage for you. You're getting the first. Our listeners are definitely the first out there to hear about what's coming up new on the market.
Totally.
Saw Colleen from Eventing Nation this weekend, bumped into her a few times, and Lorraine. So hello, guys, if you're listening in this morning. They had to head back last night to home, but they were here for the weekend checking out new products as well. Also, I wanted to mention that our schedule is a little mixed up this week because I have lovely Emily here today. She's normally here tomorrow for the jumping show. We're mixing the week up a little bit because we're doing some traveling also later in the week. So tomorrow, Jamie will be here, and we're kind of going to be doing our Monday show. Leslie from Horse Nation will be here. So tomorrow will be kind of the Monday show. And then Wednesday and Thursday will be normal. And then Friday will be Emily's jumping episode coming to us from where?
Oh, yeah, live from Wellington, from the International Arena. We are super psyched. We got it all lined up, and we'll be there. I mean, Friday's a show day, so we're going to see horses go. We're the best.
Do they start at 9?
8.
Oh, so we'll get to watch. Yeah. We'll be sitting there watching horses as we do.
Like,
oh, Jennifer's going to be distracted.
Yeah, no, we'll all be distracted. It's going to be awesome.
As one crashes, we'll all be going, oh, nobody will ever.
Totally, because we're going to be right there, you know, watching the big thing. So I'm psyched. It's going to be fun. And it's fun to do it all in person. Have you guys down.
It is fun. It's been fun hanging out with Emily all weekend here. You know, it's funny because I talk to my co-hosts all the time. I spend a lot of time with my co-hosts, but don't ever see them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. No, this is a treat. It's fun. We have a good time.
And we, you know, it's fun too. We're going to be heading down Thursday, Jennifer and I, to Wellington. It'll be Jennifer's really first time in Wellington seeing all the sights. And we are going to be meeting up with Reese and Philip from the Dressage Radio Show. We'll be there. And so we're going to have a bunch of hosts there, and Emily, and it's just going to be a fun weekend. And we'll be coming to you live from there on Friday. So a little bit of a mixed up week. Just tune in every day. That's all you have to do. It's very simple.
Good advice. Very simple.
That would solve the problem.
Don't miss anything.
That's right. All right. I do have Jennifer's going to play the sounds for us today. She's back at home in warm Ocala because she refused to come up for the winter because she's a wimp. So daily Winnie time. And Jennifer, if you can find the birthday music today, we have three birthdays for you today. We have three birthdays. Auditor Doreen Rose, happy birthday, Doreen. And I know you're probably listening live because I saw on your Facebook that you have off school today. She's a teacher. We also have Zebra Guru Sammy Joe, our friend down in Texas, who you've heard on the show many times. Animal wrangler down in Texas, and also one of our good English friends from over in Great Britain, Weola, who runs an equestrian academy over there, and I know listens to the show. So happy birthday, Weola, and we're looking forward to talking to you again sometime soon. Now, let's talk real quick here before we get to our first guest. We have to talk about Super Bowl ads.
Okay.
Now, everybody likes the Budweiser puppy one, right? I mean, it was cute, and it evoked emotion, and the horses came to the rescue and saved the day from the big bad wolf.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was kind of cheesy, but they're all cheesy.
I mean, cheesy. But yeah, you know, puppies and horses, how can you go wrong?
But now the one that I liked the best was the Viagra car ad. That was hilarious.
That was so funny.
Because I didn't know where it was going.
Totally. And you were a little like, where is this going? You were really, really at the edge of your seat.
I wanted the old guy to get his pill back.
I just wanted it to stop. I was like, what is going on? Where are they taking us? But that was hilarious. You were like, funny.
And then the car started popping out. It was very good.
It was good. I liked that
one. That was my memorable one. And Jennifer liked the cruise one, which I sort of half paid attention to, so I don't remember what that was about. What was that about, Jennifer? You sort of liked that one.
I'm sure you tuned out after the first 3 seconds. It was just a lot of very pretty happiness-evoking wide shots of ships and the ocean, and it was just a really simple voiceover of a speech that JFK did. I don't know where the speech came from or when.
That
was really cool. Now, the problem with that whole
ad,
the problem with the whole ad was, and maybe this was intentional, nobody under the age of 50 got it because they had no idea who that was talking.
Who JFK was.
He kind of crap everybody.
That's right.
A little commercial.
Old people watch the football too.
Yeah, you know, you got to make them feel loved. This one's for you.
I got it.
Well, so, there you go.
That shows you what demographic
there you
I'm
go.
In.
Exactly. No, I like that one too. That was a good one.
You thought the one disturbing one.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I might. It was the insurance one. Who was it? I don't know what the insurance provider was, but you know, it started out with a little boy and. You know, he's not going to do this, and he's not going to get to do that, and you're like, this is terrible, you know, what's going on? And, you know, then he died from the preventable accident, which was horrible enough, but then they panned through all those clips, these sort of, you know, screens of, like, a crash-down TV, an overflowing bathtub, like dishwashing pods, like, spilled out on the floor, like the kid ate them all or something. It's horrible, you know? You're just like, why are you doing this to us? Nobody wants the kids to die. We're all doing our best here.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I didn't care for that one.
And, of course, you can see them all on YouTube this morning. So, all right, good. Well, let's get on with the American Equestrian Trade Association. As I said, this is a show where there are probably 800 vendors or so. And they're all set up here, and what they're trying to do is move retailers. It's not an open-to-the-public show. Retailers come in from websites and brick-and-mortar stores, come in from all around the country and the world. I actually met a guy yesterday. I don't know if you met him, but there was a buyer here from Middle East Tack in Dubai, and he was here shopping. He was very disappointed, actually. He was talking to me. He said, "Where's all the endurance riding stuff?" And I said, "No, not much of that at this show." So he was kind of disappointed about that, but it was fun to talk to him. We'll have an interview for you later in the week from a lovely girl named Juri, who was from Japan that Emily introduced me to. And we had a great talk about riding in Japan and horses in Japan, so that'll be coming up. And a few, thank you for that, by the way, Emily. Great. She was lovely.
She's so knowledgeable, and we virtually know nothing about Japanese horse sport. And, yeah, I've talked to her a few times, and every time I talk to her, I hear something new, and I'm just like, wow, it blows my mind.
It is.
It's wild.
And she's here. She has a farm in Pennsylvania now. She's breeding, and she all seems too young to have done all that,
by
the way.
I know.
She looks like she's 12.
She's 12. She's adorable. I love her.
And she's a jumper rider.
She is. She's a very good jumper rider. Yep. She's on the circuit. She's got breeding horses going, and she doesn't import from the other side. But she's taking product back to Japan. So she's taking our equestrian line back, which is awesome. But she's a busy girl, and she's doing it well.
So I got about 15 more interviews yesterday from different people with cool products. So those will all be coming up in the shows in the weeks to come.
Sure.
But our first guest is here. Come on in, Joanna, about an inch from the mic. Joanna's an old hat at this. She joined us, I think, 6 months ago, didn't you?
A year ago now.
Okay, from Giddy Up Gear. And she has a new product here that I think is going to rock Rolex this year. That's my prediction.
I hope you're right.
So tell us about your new product and where the inspiration came from.
Well,
and why it hasn't been done before is beyond me. I don't know why anybody hasn't done it.
Well, that's a very good,
I love it.
I don't know, but I'm really glad nobody's done it before because I like to be the first thing. So they're called the Go Socks. And, I'm an inventor, and so the first batch of this first run, I suppose you could say, is geared toward eventers. But when I was at the trade show here in August, I met a wonderful business owner, Eddie Lamack, who owns Ink Stables, the sock company, and have very high quality boot socks for riders. And we hit it off, and we were talking, and he said, "I really want to do a project with you. I think you're a really creative person, you know." And I was like, "Okay, well, let me give it some thought, you know." I hadn't thought about socks before in my life.
That's how it goes, right?
Not really sure what I'm going to do about this, but he wants to do something, and I'm a people pleaser, so let me think about it.
No, you're smart, is what you are.
So really what happened is I was driving to the barn one day, and I'll never forget it because I would – got off the highway and I was stopped at the stoplight at the exit, and all of a sudden it popped into my head, like, I want to put professional riders on socks. And I knew that Eddie had the capability to sublimation print, which is, he's actually working on some very cool, even more high-tech stuff now, which I'm not sure if I can talk about, so, you know, I won't mention it, but he's working on very cool stuff. And so I knew that he could print really high quality photos onto socks or apparel. And I called him up and I said, "Eddie, I want to put professional riders on there, and I want to make them like inspirational, you know, socks for riders so that when you're, so for example, as an eventer, when I'm leaving the start box, what do I want to think about? I want Buck Davidson on my legs telling me what to do so that I can, like, kill it."
Those last-minute pointers.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're crucial.
Like, okay, Buck says to use my legs. I'm going to do that.
Exactly.
If he says it, it must be true. And, if I'm feeling a little bit nervous, Gina says, put your big girl pants on. That's what she says.
She does say that, too.
She says it in real life.
People.
She says it in real life, and now she says it on your sock.
Get off your ass and ride.
That's right, whenever you need it.
Gina, when she gets old, is going to be the George Morris of eventing. She's going to be out there saying, "You just ride. I don't want to hear any crap."
Yeah, would he say, either get in the ambulance or get back on your horse or something like that? George Morris
hardcore.
Yeah.
So
what you've done is you've taken these riders in riding, in jumping jumps, most of them, and just riding. And so let's start with Gina. You've got a very cool picture of Gina. And the thing is, these socks are so vivid. It is like a photograph on the sock.
It's so high quality. I was not prepared for the quality.
I thought it'd be all mushy.
You know, I knew that he could do amazing work, but I was like blown away when I first got the samples. I was like, whoa, these are really awesome.
Well, and even when you put them on, they're sharp.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can read them and see them. And you were cute yesterday. You had one of each. You had one of one rider and one on the other.
Well, I'm
the other
doing
one.
That today, too. I've got, you know, Gina on my right and Boyd on my left, I think. You know.
We need all the pointers.
Exactly. Exactly. You can never have too many professionals on your list.
Well, I can so see this at Rolex. You're going to sell a ton of these because people are going to want to have their favorite rider. They're going to wear every teenage girl in the park is going to be wearing these around.
Teenage girl, I mean, like, with Boyd, I mean, Boyd
yeah,
and you're like,
by the way,
I mean, you know, there's really no
about
age limit.
10,000 of the Boyd because you're going to need and Boyd's quote, Boyd Martin, of course, top rider, he just won the $50,000 eventing derby or whatever it was.
Yeah,
over the weekend in Wellington.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Obstacles be unstoppable. And that's his quote. And the quotes are on the back of the leg.
Yeah. I mean, well, you could wear them either direction because the way the socks are made, you can actually, you know, if you wanted to turn them around, there are tubes so they can go front and back. There's no specific place for your heel.
They feel strong, huh? I mean,
they are.
Material. I mean, I'm a
and these
sock
are tall
connoisseur.
Boot socks?
Yeah, they're tall boot socks. The thing that I really like, so prior to, so I'm a doctor by day. I'm a scientist, right? And so before I go into business with anybody, you know, I like to really know what I'm getting into. So I actually bought a pair of socks from Eddie at the last trade show, and I tried to wear those puppies out. Like, I wore them multiple times a week for at least 3 to 4 months to see if they would snag or run or get holes in them, stretch out, not, you know, look nice. And I still wear them. They look great. That was back in August. I really tried
That's
to wear them out.
Right.
And
you are smart.
So, well, I mean, I at least try to make really quality products or at least do my due diligence if I'm selling to customers.
Absolutely. No, because that's what they feel like. And then you did the you know, testing, the research and proved it, but they do feel very quality.
Yeah, that's what sets them apart, I think, from other similar thinner boot socks is that they're just they really don't rip, run snags, you know, wear out the same as the other ones, which is why they're a little bit higher price point. They're also manufactured in the U.S. Both, but like the socks, I mean, obviously the company prints them. Eddie's based in New Jersey. And so, you know, he prints here in the U.S., but he actually also has the socks made here in the U.S.
And all of that's important, except nobody's going to care about that. They're going to care that they're wearing their favorite rider.
Well, yes.
Made
in the U.S. with U.S. representatives, at least USA representatives, even though Boyd isn't originally from the U.S. He is now U.S.
He is U.S. now.
U.S. now.
He rides U.S. team.
He is U.S.
It's a great idea and a really, really quality product.
So we got four to start. Are you planning on doing more?
So I started.
We got Gene. Let's go over who we have. Yep. We have Boyd Martin, Aventer. These are all Aventers.
All Aventers.
We have Buck Davidson,
whose
Buck's quote is, "These are your legs, use them." Yeah, he's always a big thing about legs.
And I asked him about doing the product, I was riding in a clinic with him. I said, "Buck, what do you want these socks to say?" He's like, I don't know, something about using your legs, like you've got to, and so we kind of brainstormed and he asked me to make it sound reasonable, but he was really passionate about telling riders they need to use their legs. So, I mean, these quotes came from the riders themselves.
It's awesome.
And anybody that knows Gina Miles, and Gina Miles was our first guest on the Horse Radio Network almost 7.5 years ago now, and has been on every show that we have done. We've always kind of as a novelty to get her on it. Plus, she's a terrific guest. And I think she co-hosted the show with me once. Her quote is, "Put your big girl pants on," because
that
is so Gina. She don't want your crap. Just do it.
Well, and I think it's a really good girl power sock. I mean, you know, I think there's a lot of little girls who are going to get a lot of miles out of those.
And then you went retro.
I did.
And
I had
tell us
retro.
About retro.
So I've actually known Denny Emerson since I was like 10 years old. He actually found my very first pony. We used to go during my spring break every year. I'd go for a week and ride with him. And so, I really think, I mean, he's so passionate about the sport. He really cares. He really cares about teaching and inspiring people who are just coming up in the sport. And so I really wanted to include him, and he was super excited to do it. So I actually the picture that we wanted to go with, the sock looks right. I mean, you can obviously tell the difference between the high-res photos and the one that was the scanned photo of him from Bromont back in 1971 jumping out of a barn. But,
they had those big-ass jumps back then. They were crazy.
Yeah, he's galloping. He tells a story where, he had to gallop through the barn, and it echoed in there. And so lots of, horses were freaked out by it. But they jump out the window of the barn and land down. Yeah, so that's what's going on.
They basically jump out of the hayloft hole.
They're literally jumping out of a hole in the side of the barn.
What a picture.
Yeah, yeah. So it's super cool. You know, they
what's
just
his quote? What's Denny's quote?
He says, are you a wannabe or a gonna be? Which is actually from the very first chapter of his book.
Yeah.
So, which is a wonderful book, which I have read and I'm happy to plug because I think it really is very inspirational to riders of any discipline.
That's great.
So.
Well, they're all terrific. Are you planning on adding, going into different disciplines? Or?
Yes. And I actually, I would love to do Hunter Jumper socks. I would love to do George Morris socks. Those would be hilarious.
That
but,
would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I really, it's all about having a way for, young riders to be able, or any rider of any age to have that little something that they can kind of keep with them when they're at a competition and, it's hidden under your boots. Nobody can see it. Nobody knows it's there but you. And, it kind of motivates you to, really that for that little extra push if you're a little anxious. I mean,
which
I just think it's really fun.
Riders. No, I think you've got to do it for the Hunter Jumpers. There's quite a few that would be awesome.
Yes, I'm excited to pick your brain about that.
Oh, yeah,
so.
We're doing
it. Emily will help you out down there.
No, I love it. I think this is awesome. We're totally doing it.
Well, this is great. Where can people find them?
So currently, and we're in the process, we just launched this weekend, so we're picking up retailers as we speak. Right now, they can, if they want them immediately, you can find them on our website, which is giddyupgear.com.
Giddyupgear.com, and they're called Go Socks.
That's right.
And I want to do this, too, before I let you go.
I have to say one thing else. I have to shout out to Jenny Autry of Eventing Nation, who who is the one who helped me with these photos. I mean, she has been wonderful. We did it over Thanksgiving. We were trying to go through photos, and she's been fabulous. In fact, everyone at Eventing Nation has been so supportive of my products, and I just have to thank them for that.
They're great photos.
Yeah.
They are.
They really did. Jenny did a super job.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
good job, guys.
Yeah.
And before we let you go, it's giddyupgear.com. If you want to find the picture, we'll put a link in our show notes as well to your website.
And as we add retailers, we will post that on Facebook and on our website. So
the most important question is, who's going to be carrying them at Rolex?
Bit of Britain.
Bit of Britain. Okay,
there
good.
You go.
Good.
Bit of Britain. We'll have them at Rolex.
So if you can get into the Bit of Britain booth through all the tens of thousands of people that hang out in the Bit of Britain booth, you can find the socks. And you better get them early because I have a feeling they're going to sell out. Exactly.
So
the first three people wearing them, that's going to be it. That's going to be sold out.
It's not.
I know.
Yeah.
It's people are throwing elbows.
And I like the mismatch pair.
Yeah,
I like to have two people.
And I just want to do this because I know you for, I feel like I know you forever now. It's only been a year, but I just want to thank you for your real job, too.
Oh, well,
you tell everybody what you do.
My day job, I'm a pediatric oncologist, so I take care of kids with cancer.
And you know what? God sent you to do that, and thank you for doing it, because I can see you would be absolutely terrific with the kids, and they would like you. So.
Totally.
Well, thanks. I love my day job. I love my patients. This is I will never leave it. This is a fun thing that I get to do as an outlet and, a way to relax and enjoy my horse friends. And.
Well, I hope that everybody has the personality you do working with those kids who need a personality like that in their life.
Most people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's incredible.
Bless you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Joanne.
You are most welcome. Yeah. And I have a gift for our other product, Ovalope. Is our smartphone carrier that I spoke about last year. And I brought one for Emily, and I hear that she's a fan of pink.
You're
and
so sweet.
And she has a big-ass phone, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So it'll fit in there.
Cool. I like it.
Yes.
It matches your shirt.
I know. I'm a pink girl.
Well, there you go. You can
so
rock
sweet.
It. You are most
Dr.
welcome.
You're most welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you guys
Take
for
care.
Having me. Appreciate it.
Here's your socks back. Don't let me steal them.
Oh, yes. Because we want to.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes.
I'm doing a little shopping here, and I'm on giddyupgear.com.
Oh, she's shopping.
And the lovely folks at Giddy Up Gear have a Baker plaid govalope. That's pretty special. Hint, hint.
Oh, and Valentine's Day is coming, isn't it?
It's pretty
she
special.
She says that you have a Baker plaid Govelope that I should stop by and see and possibly get one for Valentine's Day. So I think I'll be stopping by later.
Yeah,
that's pretty clear, actually.
You better do it.
Well, I suppose you can have the present.
Thank you, Joanna.
You're most welcome. See you soon.
All right, we are on to our next guest. You have to be about an inch from the mic. And we are talking next to John from Hindsight Cameras. And, of course, I'm a geek, so I'm into all the tech stuff. And Emily's a bit of a geek, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm a geek, but, like, I'm an avid horse person, so,
Anything that's cool,
on.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there have been, what you have is trailer cameras to keep an eye on the trailer.
Interestingly enough, the Hindsight Vision System was originally created for rowing, of all things.
Really?
It's a sport you're going backwards down a river.
Oh, that's true. You are going backwards. Yes.
Kind of a unique, and we made it waterproof, weatherproof.
Wow.
So wait a minute. So the camera would be behind you pointing to where you're going, and you would see a little
exactly.
a little
you're
screen?
Looking at it, and that way you're not looking over your shoulder to figure out how to avoid other boats or bridges. So interestingly enough, we over-engineered this product so well that we turned around and found many spillover sports that really worked well with our product. Obviously, trailering, boating, equestrian were the natural fits. I happen to have a very dear friend who is a steeplechase jockey. Jake pointed out how you're driving down the road and you never know what's going on with his horses and the trailers. Mm-hmm. You feel it sway side to side. And you're completely uncertain about
totally.
What's going on back there.
Yeah, and it is. It's nerve-wracking for
so
horse people.
Times.
Yeah.
You lose a lot of time because you're like, what's going on?
And actually, that's the worst thing because you pull over and you stop and you walk back there and that gets them going.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
like,
and then they're
out.
Looking at you
yeah,
trying
exactly.
to figure out
what's
why you're stopping.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong? I just got used to this trailer.
So what we did was the Hindsight enables you to visualize and see your horses during transport so that you don't have to worry about what that is.
Yep.
But the Hindsight product is truly wireless, 100% wireless.
I know that's different than some of the others out there that are wired.
Right.
You're not
going to
get any interference.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the typical problems that I've heard about many of our competitors do have.
Well, one of the things that with your competitors that I noticed is that it just never seemed, it's always seemed very fuzzy and not very clear. And yours was clear.
You came over to the booth and saw it. I did bring one here.
Yeah. Bring it up here.
I'm afraid to go off mic here.
No, go ahead. Well, we'll talk. We can cover for you. Emily hasn't seen it yet, so.
Well, Emily, you will get to see it this morning.
I'm psyched. The idea is, I mean, you can't really live without it in this day.
So I'm
going
to let you pick up. We don't even have to put the antennas because we're not going to be mounting them on a trailer. The trailer won't fit in your studio here, but.
So this is the camera, and the one thing I liked about the camera, as opposed to some of the others, is your mounting system. It can be mounted on it's really a camera mounting. Yeah.
Will work. So
like you would put a tripod for your camera.
Video camera,
right.
Digital SLR. So we're not trying to sell you the mounts. What we're trying to do is sell you a superior product. The beautiful simplicity is you have a total of 5 buttons.
Right.
Power button, if you push that down.
Yeah.
You hold it down until you see the startup screen.
So the really good graphics.
And then on the back of the camera, you'll turn around and you push the power button, hold it in until the red light comes on.
Yep, right.
And
now it's
on to the races.
Wow, good picture.
And you'll
hey,
go
Glenn.
Through. We do feature.
Oh, hey, Ada.
Hi, John.
Hey, John. That's awesome.
Our,
hey, Glenn.
Our range is a hunt. Oh, yeah, now, I brought you the Journey. We have 3 different cameras. We have the Cruise, the Journey, and the Journey Wide. And really the difference is how wide your field of vision is.
Okay, okay.
For trailering, most people are going to use the Journey. Then typically on the back of a trailer, you'd want to use a Journey Wide just so you can see.
So the wide angle backing up or whatever. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Or backing up or whatever. Yeah.
Like a backup camera. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
And with a suction cup. You can mount it to any windshield,
wow,
any clean
that.
Metal surface, or any surface that's flat that you can form up.
Or because of the suction cup, there's something else you can do with this. And I'm sure, I don't know if you've thought of this, but you just suction it to your tailgate for when you're alone and hooking up your trailer
that's
by yourself
smart.
If you have a hitch trailer.
Hello.
So you don't have to get out of the truck 50 times looking to see it.
The versatility of this system is it's simple, easy to use. The battery life is over 5 hours.
Wow.
If you want to wire it up for a longer road trip, that's not a problem.
And you know what I really liked about it is how tough it seems. The camera itself,
so durable,
because
yeah.
if the horse hits this or if they slobber on it or, you know, whatever.
I will tell you, I've dropped my system several times, and I'm amazed.
The mount's going to break before the camera, basically. The mount will break.
I hope not, but. Yeah. but
it's like indestructible. I mean, this is good casing.
Well, they have a nice, heavy, rugged,
yeah.
rugged design, well-made.
Yeah. And you said it's waterproof because they were using it on the boats?
We don't want you to sit at the bottom of your pool with the monitor and the camera, but I will tell you, on the dock, as I was launching one morning, we rolled it over, let it sit for about 5 minutes, brought it back up right at the dock, and it was still running perfectly.
Wow.
So we went through. When you start to get deeper, the pressures will electronics and water don't play nicely together.
But if they get a little rain on it or splashed on it.
I've been in driving rain, snow, sleet.
Wow.
It will handle the elements without any problems.
Yeah, this is
great.
Really good.
This is very cool. The picture is really
How many cameras can you hook to one monitor?
You can sync up to 4 cameras at once.
And
you
will
can
it select
screen?
You can select which camera you want to see, or you can set it on a sequencer mode, which will scan through and
It'll
show
rotate.
You. Exactly.
So if you have a larger trailer and wanted to put 2 cameras in, then you could.
And that's what a lot of our customers, some of the trailer dealers that we've been working with, have asked us to put together a package where there's one interior camera, one exterior camera, including 2 portable mounts, and then they would like us to put 2 permanent mounts in that we've now actually just started offering last week.
Yeah, I think I would put a permanent mount in. I would keep the suction cup one for, like I said, for putting it on the tailgate to back up, but then I think I would want a permanent mount that's screwed in really tight to the
Funny. What I love are the stories that we get. People say, you know, I was using it for my trailer. Well, I got home and decided to put it out back in my pool and watch the kids while I'm making a phone call for work. And I kind of giggled and laughed. I have 3 kids, so you know, I want to make sure we put some sort of disclaimer there. But people are coming up with all sorts of uses for this. I mean,
it's so portable. You can
it's
just
an extra
it
set of eyes, and you don't have to stand there.
How long does the batteries last?
Over 5 hours.
Can you plug? So the camera's on battery too.
Yes.
And that's because you could probably plug that unit into your car,
Absolutely. That
screen into your car, but it's the camera that's going to fade
Our
out on you.
Our cigarette lighter will switch it over to a 5-volt, which is what the charging is. And honestly, it will go, obviously, in perpetuity as long as you're going to drive.
Can you wire the camera in the trailer?
You can. We actually are offering a wiring solution. But again, then it's not truly
portable.
We pride ourselves on the simplicity of the system, how versatile it is.
But some people have longer trips. That's why I was asking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a cross-countryer.
Yeah.
I'm a New York, Florida.
Yep.
I'll be plugging it in. But for the little trips, I mean, how cool is that? Or even you're borrowing
One other thing that I don't know if I mentioned, the screen is direct sunlight readable. So as you're out in broad daylight, when you try to use your smartphone, you notice that you can't really read it. You're shading trying to get this screen will work.
And interesting, which is a factor.
It really is, especially when you're moving it around trying to do various
things. Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean,
and
it's really
how many
clear.
Feet? Well, we walked away from your booth. We were a good 100 yards.
We walked, I think we were probably a little over 100 yards, and that's what we claim, 100 yards. I have gone further, and then you'll see the signal starts. But if you notice the readout on the screen, it tells you the battery, your battery level for the monitor.
Right.
For each camera, and as it switches through the cameras, it will show you what their battery level is as well, and the signal strength between each of those items.
Oh, yeah, look at
so
that.
So if you think you could go...
I wanted to see Emily's face huge.
You could
there
go 100 yards one way, put a camera.
You're on TV.
I'm on TV. I knew it was going to happen.
Transition from radio to TV.
I know. And who knew it was going to be here? It's Ada show.
Unfortunately, I'm the only one that can see it. So,
well, you know, we've got to start somewhere.
This is very cool. Now, what's the price point on these babies?
These retail the starting package at $499.
Okay. So,
that's good.
So good. And then you can buy extra cameras and all that.
Absolutely. All the mounts. We have a wide variety of mounts that we offer as a convenience. We've started a fact page on our website, which is hindsightvision.com, and you're able to go through and see what other people are using for different applications.
Cool.
The best part about it is working with the trailer manufacturers and dealers and even the end users that are out there day in and day out. They're the ones that give us the ideas on how we can use our product more efficiently and better.
Where can they find it?
hindsightvision.com. We're currently here, obviously.
You spell it for everybody because it's spelled funny.
HYNDSIGHTVISION.com. Hindsight's always 2020. That's what we say.
That's good. Well, very good. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you
that's
so much
tech,
for having us.
That's my tech pick
I
of
like
the
it.
Show.
I like it. Maybe I am a geek. I like it.
See?
Yeah.
See, you're geeky.
Like, oh,
I knew you were.
Bring out
right
the
away, but...
inner geek in all
yeah,
of us.
That's right.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
Thank
John.
You so much for having
Bye.
Me.
We appreciate it.
Very cool.
And, you know, we couldn't do this show and any of the shows that we do here on the Horse Radio Network without our terrific sponsors. And, of course, on Mondays, we are always sponsored by the wonderful Omega Alpha Equine. And we have Jen here from Omega Alpha Equine. Hi, Jen.
Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you back Welcome. Again. And good to see you again.
Yep.
Where are you from, Jen? Where are you out of?
I'm out of Pennsylvania now.
Are you?
I live, Chester County, Unionville area.
Oh, so you're like 10 miles from home here.
Yeah. About an hour.
About an hour?
About an hour.
Okay. See, but you're in the heart of horse country, Chester County.
Oh, yeah. It's a really, really gorgeous place to live and great hunt country.
Do you hunt?
I don't, but I watch them go through my property all the time.
It is beautiful, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. very surreal with all the hounds and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives me goosebumps every time I see
really
it.
Does.
Yeah,
it really unbelievable.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool.
So Chester County, you know, used to be one of the largest horse areas for horse sports in the country. And then that sort of shifted a little bit now, and now it's just so quaint. It's just such a cool area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hills and all kinds of stuff, you know, so it's just neat area.
Yeah, it really is. And we still have, tons of horse stuff still out there.
Now, tell us about what's going on with Omega Alpha, our friends over there.
So we're gearing up for our Florida trips for the season. We're going to be down in Ocala next weekend with Top Rail Tack at the Ocala Horse Property.
At HITS?
Not at HITS, but at the Ocala Horse Trial.
Okay, yeah, at the Florida Horse. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Yep.
And then we're going to go up to Aiken and do the Paradise Horse Trials with him. And then in a couple weeks, Patty, our sponsorship, she's down in Wellington right now doing the Global Dressage. They just did the 5-star down there.
Nice.
And then I'll be heading down to Wellington at the end of March for the Challenge of the Americas. And the Nations Cup is going on at that time. So, got a lot of stuff going on down there.
Yeah. Florida's where it's at. We were just talking about that. Yeah, no, it's definitely where it's at this time of year, although it is beautiful up here.
Mm-hmm.
I am sort of, you know, I grew up in New York, so I'm a little bit nostalgic with the topography. Up here, like the trees.
Not the winter. She's nostalgic
no,
for summer
not that
topography.
I
know, yeah,
but I like to look at it a little bit.
Yeah,
but yeah
when it's green.
Yeah, I know. Well, the snow's pretty, you know, like in a photo.
Exactly. I'm with you 100%.
You have to see the snow once a year.
Yeah.
This is my chance to come up and actually see snow and go, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah, okay, that's right. I don't want the season.
I can go back now.
Yeah.
Happy that I'm not seeing it again.
I know. We're wimpy, you know. What are you going to say? But
any new products or new things going on?
The newest thing I think we have out is the Herbacoat.
Tell us about it.
Herbacoat is, so it's a coat conditioner, and it's got lavender oil in it, and aloe vera, and neem oil, and citronella. I've been using it on my horse a lot, and
wow.
It's really shiny, really soft.
Now, is this a feed-through product? Or
this is a topical.
Really?
Because
you guys don't do a whole lot of topicals.
We have two topicals.
Yeah.
One. And then the Teta, which is
so. Now, are we using this for whole body, like a shampoo kind of thing, or
yeah, like a after bath spray, whole body.
Okay. And the citronella, that is for bugs, or that does other things, or
I guess it would help with that too.
Help
but
with the coat, or
yeah,
it's oily.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. But it's more of a moisturizing type of thing. Yeah.
Nice.
And do you spray it on and rub it in, or just spray it on?
I've been spraying it on and brushing it in.
Oh, brush it in.
It seems to. You know, like spray it on and then just go over with a brush seems to be working really well.
Nice.
And of course, one of the things about Omega Alpha products is that they're all natural, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of the recipes, if we want to call them that, come out of traditional Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
Dr. Chang, and he comes on our show once a month and talks about a lot of that stuff. And he just truly knows what's going on. And what I found fascinating last time we were with him, he said, you know, was telling us about his trips to China to source the products,
mm-hmm.
and you guys really do buy the raw ingredients and put it all together.
Yep. Yeah, we get everything in whole leaf form so that we can tell. And we have computer programs and machines that can go in there and make sure that it's really the herb that we wanted. And as opposed to getting it in a powdered form, and then it's much harder
and
to tell.
And you don't know. Yeah, mm-hmm. So the quality control, these are important
huge.
Things.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's really great. I like the spray factor. You know, it's easy brush-in for your topical.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the product again?
Herbacote.
Is that on the website yet?
I believe it is.
Okay, mm-hmm. Herbacote. Mm-hmm. And you'll find it there. We just want to thank you again for Omega Alpha for continuing to sponsor our Monday show. We love having you guys part of it. We love talking to Dr. Chang too. He's so
great.
Good.
He's great.
We learn so much when he comes on, and now I'm not allowed to talk when he comes on because we get too distracted and we never get to the topic at hand. So Jamie has to pick it. I was told you're not allowed to talk to Dr. Chang anymore because he has a little ADD. He has a little ADD too, and then I do, and then we get off talking about anything but health. So mm-hmm. we've
he
solved that problem.
Like
he is
yes.
fun. He's
yes.
fun to go to dinner with.
All,
yeah.
He's got all
yeah.
the info.
A trip.
That's great.
He's a lot of fun. And, you know, one of the things I want to mention, I'm going to wrap up this segment with this, is that one of the things we don't talk about a lot is that in Canada you do a lot of human products.
Yes.
So it's human-grade ingredients.
Yes.
And that extends over to the horse side. So you're mm-hmm. starting with top quality that has to be, and Canada has a lot more restrictions and regulations than we do.
Yes, we do.
On the supplement and human side. Mm-hmm. And they transfer that over to the horse side, and that makes a world of difference compared to a lot of the other supplements out there.
Absolutely.
And we don't talk about that enough.
That's true.
But, yeah. Thank you so much,
Jen.
Thank you good to see you again.
Me.
We'll
Thank
see you in Florida.
Yep, definitely.
See you in Florida.
Take care. And we just have them lined up here this morning, and our next one coming up, Emily's going to talk a little bit about, but I got to tell you that I had about 5 people say to me this weekend, you have to go see this one booth. You need to be, just lean in about an inch. There you go. You have to go see this one booth. You have to go see this one booth. And I kept saying, I've never heard of these people before. And they said, I don't care. You have to go see this one booth. And Emily, you were one of them. So tell us about it.
Okay. So we have Cindy here from Tommy Copper. This is a new company to the Equestrian Trade Show. They're actually, I've known of the company for a little while. I actually have quite a few of the products. It's wellness products. So, Cindy, you tell us about it, but I'm a fan.
Thanks. Thanks for having
us. Welcome.
Tommy Copper, the name of our company, is actually named after Tom Kalish. He is the founder of Tommy Copper. We began about 4 years ago making small sleeves to fit over joints like your knees and your elbows, and we've grown quite a bit in the last 4 years. Here we are at Ada. The principle behind our products are that they're compression wear. The thing that separates us from all the other compression wear out there is that we have copper and zinc in our fabric. So you have the benefits of compression, increased circulation, increased blood flow, decreased swelling, and the added holistic properties of copper and zinc, decreasing pain and inflammation.
And now you know, because I heard through the grapevine that you are a physical therapist. Is that correct?
Yes, I am a physical therapist turned salesperson.
So she knows. This is insider information.
She still looks pretty fit, though, I got to say.
I know. I love that top you're wearing, by the way. That Tommy Copper?
It is. We actually are not offering it in our spring line at the moment, but you never know.
It'll
could
fill
do.
Out.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
So I have your socks. Which I think are probably one of your first products that are really going to hit off in the equestrian community.
Absolutely.
So nice. Compression, perfect under boots, not too thick, not too thin, and a little padding on the foot, which I like. Tell us about a couple other things that you mm-hmm. have here.
Well, just to say about the socks that you were mentioning, the wonderful thing about them, and it's the only product in our line, the compression is medically graded. That means it's a little tighter at the bottom and a little looser at the top, and the graded compression means the fluids are forced from the foot up to the top of the sock, and that is what decreases the swelling. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we are not medically graded as far as our other compression, but the socks are, and that's why I think they're so wonderful for under your boots. And the other thing that I really want to mention about our products is that our compression is designed to be worn 24/7. Being comfortable in our garments is what our goal is. You should be wearing something and then forget that it's on.
Yeah, I was going to say that because I love the compression socks just in general, but they're very hard to get on. A lot of other brands, and then they're a little bit too tight. They're not quite right. Mm-hmm. These are great. I can wear them all day. I do. They're my go-to socks, the tall. What are they called, the tall ones?
We call them over the calf.
Over the calf.
Mm-hmm.
They're the real deal.
Thank you.
And also, you've got a couple like sleeves, like abdominal sleeves, arm sleeves. The riders, they're gonna love it. They really are. This is your first year here, but I bet you're doing pretty well.
Right. Well, thank you. I think everyone's been so nice, and they're very welcoming and curious about our product. And we really are.
It doesn't help that they have really good looking guys in the ads either.
Absolutely.
Kudos on the marketing material.
Anytime. I know everybody walks up to booth said. Of Sean Miner, who is one of our ambassadors and is the picture in our booth, says, I'll take one of those.
So funny it is. It does all look very sharp. You got good marketing material.
Thanks. I just want to say one thing also.
Yeah.
We are really designed to be a base layer.
Okay.
So our clothing is, and our compression wear is, as I said, comfortable, but it's designed to be worn underneath your riding gear and also for recovery. We are a wellness product, and that's really what our business model is at the moment.
What is the recovery copper supposed to do?
Well, copper is holistically, and I say that because it is not a science and you cannot measure the effects of copper. Decreased pain and inflammation. It also has antimicrobial and anti-odor properties. So our clothing, if you wear it and you sweat a little, does not smell. Our products are wicking. They are UPF 50. So they have a lot of good technical attributes that way.
And they feel really durable.
They are durable.
And it's like athletic feeling. I guess it's nylon or using nylon.
Right.
Right.
The basic composition of the fabric is 85% nylon copper weave and 15% spandex.
Nice. No cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love it.
Very technical.
Nice. So you guys are online, right? You have a website. Is that where people shop? How do they find you?
Well, the best way to find us is our own website. It's www.tommycopper.com. All our products are offered there. And we are available at other – we don't really have any brick-and-mortar stores except for our home base, which is Mount Kisco, New York, and we do have a little flagship store right outside our office.
Nice.
We are available on Amazon and at other brick-and-mortar locations around the country, and we really hope to expand that way. And very soon we're going to have a store locator on our website. We're working on that right now.
Yeah, you guys are busy. A lot of expansion. You're forging ahead into all kinds of new products, it sounds like. We won't spill the beans yet till you have them out. But it's exciting. This is going somewhere.
It is. Thank
very
you.
Very nice.
It
well,
is.
Great to have you on. Thanks for stopping by and sharing it all. Good luck with your first Ada.
Thank you
And
so
the
much.
Website again?
www.tommycopper.com. That's TOMMIECOPPER. Tommy Copper.
It's worth it just to see the hot guys. So there you go.
Check it out. Yeah, go check it out. It's pretty cool.
Thank you both so much for showcasing us. We really appreciate
Thanks.
It.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
See you soon.
Well, we are continuing here this morning. We are at the World Equestrian.
Where are we?
We're at the American Equestrian Trade Association show here in Philadelphia. I am with Emily of S Equestrian and also host our jumping episode once a month here on Horses in the Morning. Emily will be back with us two times this week. She'll be back with us on Friday. We'll be coming to you live. From the, what's the place called?
Well, it's the Winter Equestrian
Festival.
But most importantly, the International Arena. We are going to be front and center Friday watching top sport jumping and giving you all the good stuff down there.
Emily will be giving a play-by-play Friday morning as we do the show.
You guys better ride good down there.
It'll be a little warmer than here in Pennsylvania on Monday.
Oh, my gosh. I know. We're looking
forward to that. All right, our next guest, you want to introduce?
Okay, we have some fabulous company here, Walsh Products. We have Susan from Walsh Products. who I was, you know, wandering around checking out all the booths, and I just stopped. Everybody knows Walsh. Walsh is a 100-year-old company.
Mm-hmm.
They have all of these new products, though. I was like, wait, who is this? This is Walsh over here, but what are all of these other things that are going on? So I stopped and got chatting with Susan. She's awesome. She agreed to come on and give us a little rundown of what's going on at Walsh. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's nice to be here. Everyone knows Walsh as the manufacturer of those beautiful halters, but we do so much more now. We make wonderful training products. We've developed a complete line of training aids, and they're made with the same leather and the same care that we do our halters with. We're now also importing a wonderful line of horse protection boots from Italy called Zandona, and we've had great success with them. We're also bringing in a line of hand-woven belts from Spain. They're Manfredi belts.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're becoming really popular.
I haven't seen those yet.
They're
beautiful.
Oh, check it out.
Yeah.
Everything is over there.
Yeah, they're beautiful, and they're finished off so nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sharp.
Everything is high quality. That's the thing over in your booth. It's,
yep.
Well, everyone knows the Walsh quality, but then to see all of these other products, I mean,
Talk about specific. What specific things do you have? One of the things that I've noticed about this show over the last couple of years is that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there used to be a lot of tack.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the last couple of years, it really has been transitioning. This show is 80% clothing and, you know, 20% tack. So it was good to see somebody coming out with new tack stuff. So tell us about the training stuff. What specifically do you have?
Well, it's actually a complete line. We do have a training bridle. We have draw reins. We have chambon. We have ring bit converters. We have pelham connectors.
The best surcingle ever.
We have an amazing surcingle.
That's what got me. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have this thing for surcingles, too. I just think they're cool.
You're a driver.
I know, so I have to.
And I do baby horses, so I'm into it, too. No, it's so nice, though. Tell us about that, because that's unique how you made it.
I have to check that out, too.
Yeah,
it is. It's wonderful. We used to do them in leather, and they were gorgeous in leather and extremely durable, but now we do them in a plastic-coated nylon. And it looks
oh, really?
Because like
in Florida,
like
we try and avoid leather.
Yeah. This is perfect because you can just hose it off. It doesn't matter how muddy it gets or if it gets wet or anything.
Because surcingles are, you know, there was a couple companies that made surcingles, and they were always pretty crappy looking.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but they were the only ones that made them. They were around for 100 years,
totally.
Just the same old crappy surcingles.
Yeah.
So it's good to see somebody doing something,
you
know, new. And
it looks like leather. I was surprised when I touched it, and it's synthetic, which is awesome because they're going to sweat, and you do want to just kind of hose it off. But it's got that awesome fleece pad that is also washable, right?
Yep, our fleece pad is washable. We're really also known as a manufacturer of the best standard bred race harnesses in the world. And we, from our race harness background, the surcingle, we use the same pad that we use in our race horses, and it is washable. It's great. And it's a very extremely good looking and durable surcingle. All the hardware stainless steel.
Yeah.
How did Walsh get into the harness racing side of things?
That was like I can't even answer you.
Yeah.
I don't know if
that was ages
family.
Ago.
Yeah. It's been a long
They must have been
time.
Into racing because that was a thing for them for a long, you know.
Walsh was started as a harness company making they're known for their no buckle harness. It was a work harness.
Right.
And in the early years of Walsh. And from there, it probably just progressed on.
And those were the days where everybody was using harness. Everybody had a harness. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to give a shout out about your riding whips. Those are gorgeous. Are those new?
They are. We just came out with the riding whips end of last summer, and they're beautiful whips. We have them made in Ireland, and they're unique to Walsh, and they have a great flexibility. They're extremely well balanced in your hand, and they're really attractive.
They are, and they come in all different lengths.
Yep, they come in 18-inch, 21-inch, and 24-inch. And we have 5 different designs that we stock, and then people can choose custom design if they prefer that. If they have a farm or, you know, an organization or a shop where they want their own distinct colors, they can do that too.
That's great. Yeah, they're really, really sharp looking. And they've got the patent top, which is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit wider, the top.
Yeah.
So more effective.
Yeah.
Broader.
Yeah.
excuse me. You've got to tell us what's going on with the bits.
We have brought in a wonderful line of bits from Germany. The name of the bit company is Barris Bits, and they're just beautiful. They have several different mouthpieces you can get, several different cheeks. They're made extremely well, finished off very well. And we're just starting. We brought that line in just probably maybe 2 months ago, and we're doing well.
Because I hadn't seen them before. And now, are they the manufacturer of that spongy bit that we were talking about?
No, that bit comes from a company called Walston.
Okay.
And that we have this orange, this very unique orange spongy-looking bit.
It looks like a weight, you know, like one of those rubber dumbbell weights. When
does.
I first saw it, I was like, what? It's because it's thick.
Yep. It is, and it first of all...
Is it actual spongy? Spongy?
Yeah. It's like a foam, and it just draws you to it, because you're really wondering, what is that?
You put toothpaste on it, and they clean their teeth while you're driving them?
It does not look like a bit, but it has sort of these... Is it leather, the guards on the side, that kind of act like a bit guard, you know, so they're not going to get pinched?
Yep.
It's cool for soft mouthwash. I bet you could even hook it up to a hackamore, make a hack a bit.
Sure.
Something like that. You said it has a nylon cord or something that runs through it?
Correct.
Okay, so it's strong.
Yep.
It's soft but strong.
Yeah,
and they're important combinations.
I need to check that out. I've never seen that before.
It's really unique. If you had a horse that maybe had a mouth injury, or maybe a young horse or like a sensitive horse mouth, something that could work really well for the horse.
It would be great in the bidding rig, too, you know,
it
working
would.
With the side reins. And then you've got these amazing side reins, too, which were so unique. The the rubber, I've never seen the rubber done like that. It's very long. It's shaped like a bow tie almost.
Yeah, it's almost like a bow tie or a figure eight. The rubber we use in our side reins we get from, it's also an Italian rubber. The best rubber we could find is from Italy. It has great pull to it. It works really well. It's durable, and we've had great success with that.
It's good with red sauce, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Silly. No, it is all the gear. I was shocked. I had no idea. And I've had lots of Walsh halters and leads. The dog collars are beautiful.
Mm, yep.
But when I saw that, I was just like, what is going on over here? I've got to stop in. I'm so glad I did. You're awesome. So much fun to talk to. And just great products. Geez, check it out. Are they on your website?
Yep, everything is on our website. We have a new website, and everything is on the website. I do want to say that we're also making beautiful leather belts. So, you know, so if you have the opportunity, if you like our halters, you'll love our belts.
Right.
And they're really neat. And there's one other shout-out I need to do is that we're carrying a line of rain suit for riders from John Maluti. They're from Ireland, and they came from the thoroughbred racing industry. And there's stretch to them. Extremely flexible, waterproof, but very breathable for riding.
Wow.
I need to check that out because in Florida, that's something we need. It rains every day. So.
No, they're really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Yeah. What's the website?
It's www.walshproducts.com.
And Walsh is spelled W-A-L-S-H.
Yep, right.
Walshproducts.com.
Yep. You guys check it out. All kinds of new stuff. Big
100-year-old company with new stuff.
I know. We love it. And now you guys will be down in Wellington, so we'll get to meet up there.
Yep.
You're going to do the expo down there, so lots of fun.
Yeah.
You're going to do great with it. I'm excited to see where it all goes.
Yep.
I'm going to be leaving with quite a few
of the products. Just need to see some new training products coming.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And well done quality. Yeah. I mean, the Sursingle,
I can't wait to see it. I'm going to be over there checking it out.
If you work with Sursingle, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is so smart and so great and horse-friendly. It's shaped nicely, and it's durable. And
I never thought about the fact that I have the Sursingle fetish because I'm a driver. I just never put two and two together.
I did it for you. I'm not always good at that, but that time it worked. Yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
We'll definitely do that. So we are here at the American Equestrian Trade Association, and we're set up, actually where we're set up is along the wall near the food, so everybody sees us as they go by, because everybody goes by here eventually to get something to eat.
Totally.
I was walking around, and I have to pick a product of the show, and I always pick a unique product for the show, and I have to say, Emily, that I have to pick the chicken blanket as my
My booth is across from the chicken blanket. I'm telling you, every single person practically that walks by goes nuts over the chicken blanket. I've never had chickens. I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like a city girl.
Jamie has chickens, so we talk about chickens all the time on the show, and I had to send her a picture of the chicken blanket. By the way, this is not a blanket for chickens. This is a blanket for horses that has chickens all over it. It's covered in chickens.
Or a dog blanket with chickens.
Did they have dog blanket with chickens too?
They did.
I didn't see that.
Loves it. It's outrageous. I don't even get
it. I posted a picture on our Facebook page. If you want to see it, go to Horses in the Morning Facebook page.
Lori
and you'll
needs
see
the
my
chicken
product.
Binky.
Jen loves it too.
Jen loves it too.
Oh my God,
she thinks
PT
Scooter would look cute in a chicken blanket.
Yeah. He could probably fit in the dog one. Hilarious.
Yeah, it was very, very funny, and that has to be my product pick of the show.
You're right on point with everybody else. It was, I think, if you could take a poll,
it's the most photographed thing in the whole show.
We're both sitting in our booth, like this is unbelievable. Everybody comes by. Oh, look, it's a chicken blanket. Like, what is the allure? But I mean, I'm outnumbered. Everybody loves it. So you're right, Glenn.
Yep, I'm good. Pick. All right, I'm good. I got. I'm glad I got that. You can check it out. It was by Shires. Which was also surprising because Shires does not make wacky way out.
They're not
stuff.
Whimsical. Shires is not.
They're not
a whimsical,
whimsical at all. They're kind of not a comedy company, right? Some companies you expect it from, but Shires I didn't expect it from. I have to stop over and see if I can get Jamie a chicken blanket.
Oh,
so
you've got to.
I have to try and get her one.
You're going to be fighting 100 other people for it.
Well, we also, every time we come to Ada, we look for companies that have, you know, unique things and different things. And then we always try and find a new cookie company. And I'm never disappointed because there are always new cookie companies coming out. But this one was a little bit different because the name of it is Cowgirls Kitchen. And then, so I expected this cookie company, what I thought was unique about this is, if I say Cowgirls Kitchen, where do you think these cookies are being made?
The barn.
Well, no, what state? What state would you expect these cookies to be made?
Texas.
Texas, exactly. That's what I thought, too. This cowgirl ain't from Texas.
No,
she ain't from Texas, and you're going to tell that as soon as she opens her mouth.
Oh, good.
Her name's Jacqueline, who does not want to talk.
Welcome, Jacqueline. I know, really nice guy.
Like, just embarrassed her to the point where she doesn't want to say anything. So, Jacqueline, hi there.
Hi.
So good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So that is not a Texas accent.
No.
What accent?
Long Island.
Long Island, which is where all the cowgirls hang out.
I'm from New York, so I would have just totally lost that. She opened her mouth and she sounds perfectly normal. I hear no accent. I was like, oh gosh, where is she from?
Okay.
Are you the only cowgirl on Long Island?
I might be one of the very few.
Okay.
I might be one of the very few, but there's definitely a little
You're the
bit of
one Western
team.
Rider.
One of the, like, five, maybe.
Throwing industry, though.
You know, predominantly it is hunt seat and English riding, but, you know, there's a small Western community, but, you know.
I didn't see a reigning class in, like, the Hampton class.
Right. That would be so funny if we get that done.
You should.
That
you
would
should.
Be really awesome.
I think it should, even as a demonstration thing or something. Yeah.
We need crossover, especially, you know, with that crowd.
Yeah, with that crowd especially. They'd be good.
And then we can watch it all.
Yeah.
We'd have a lot of converts. I think that'd be the
best. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Everyone would want to do it. There's nothing like a reining horse.
So are you a reiner?
I am a reiner. I am, and it's very.
Where do you go to shows? You have to travel.
Yeah, all over the Northeast.
Cross the bridge.
Yeah, we go to Massachusetts, New Jersey. We do venture to like Canada. It depends on what circuit you're on, and you know, I've only been reining for about a year, so I'm still new to it. I'm very new to it. So
that's fun.
Did you start off with English?
I did.
I feel like you would have had to.
Yes, I did. I've been riding. I was riding English since I was five.
The clothes weren't exciting enough, were they?
No.
See, I knew it.
It wasn't. I couldn't bling up enough. You know, my helmet.
They hold you back. You know.
Yeah, they don't let you be yourself.
Yeah,
they don't.
No, true. No personal expression allowed.
No, it's sad and true. Horses neither.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all bay horses, gray horses. Yep. It's all very plain, and you get to have a little bit more fun with the Rainers.
Let me guess, you ride a very spotted Appaloosa or a paint now?
I actually have a Bayroan.
See how
to spice it up a little.
Yeah. It is a little bit different than what I'm used to. Yeah, and he's a cute little guy.
So how did the cookie company start, Cowgirl's Kitchen?
It started, you know, when I was 15.
By the way, can I eat this? Yeah. It looks human.
I actually brought these for you guys.
They're human?
Oh. Yeah, these are sugar cookies.
Oh, well, then I'll eat that. Okay, you talk, we're eating. All right.
I started it in the kitchen.
It's nothing like eating on the air. Listeners love that.
They're gonna hit it, but
they're not that crunchy, so I think it'll be good. I hope you enjoy them.
All right, well, I gotta get into the packaging first. They're very well sealed.
Well, just that's for freshness, and you know.
They're gonna be fresh. I can't get into it. It's hermetically sealed.
I started it in my kitchen.
Do I eat the label?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Eat the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I just take a bite into it.
Mm,
do you like
really
it?
Is it good?
Mm-hmm. They're really good.
I still can't get into my.
Do you need
like
help? I can help.
Emily can't get into her cookie. She's over here going, I want my cookie.
I want to taste the cookie too.
Well, if the horse cookies are as good as the people cookies, I can see why you're selling a bunch over there.
Well, I'm glad you really like them. Thank you. Thank you for that.
So what makes your horse
awesome.
Cookies?
Thank you.
So what makes your horse cookies so different than the others or so popular right now?
Because
you were doing some business over there, I saw.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, one of the biggest things that differentiates us from other treat companies is that we're not just a treat company. We want to communicate with our buyers, and we want to communicate with our customers. And we make everything fresh, and everything is baked to order, and you know, we have no inventory. So when you place an order, that's when we start baking. And we have three different flavors, and one of our most popular flavors,
really cute too,
which is the Casino's Kisses, have a little bit of a little sugar heart inside. And we make them in every color you could possibly imagine. So
they
you
put
could
candy
get
in their cookies. My pony would love that because he loves sweets.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing is that, you know, sugar is one thing that I don't think any horse would turn down.
Nope.
Sugar. So we wanted to make it fun and playful, and so we made the Casino's Kisses so that people could have a way of, you know, if people, you know, especially the Western people, have, like, set colors that they always show in. So if their colors are green or purple.
You can get your cookie to match your colors?
Exactly.
That's nice. You can order it like that?
Yep, and for, like, horse shows, for prizes for shows, we do champion colors, or we'll do the horse show colors, whatever they want. We do all of that, and we also have mints, and we home make our peppermints from home. We hand pull our sugar.
I like those.
So everything
you make your mints?
We do. We make everything.
Okay, that's going beyond.
I know. I mean, this is
because you could buy these so easily, and you chose the route of that's really cool.
We wanted it to be all homemade.
Okay, Emily, can you try the horse cookie?
Whatever, you try it. You're the one that likes the sugar.
This one,
Jennifer would try it. She always tries the horse cookies. Yeah.
Right, well,
they smell good.
I mean, like, they don't taste bad. They taste really good, actually.
It tastes like a molasses cookie, actually.
Yeah. I have people who actually
tried it, Jennifer.
Have placed orders.
I have witnesses that I tried it. I was brave.
I'm
picking oats out of my teeth now.
But now those peppermints really look, I mean, those are cool. Those are different because they're, I guess, they're homemade.
Actually, that
does
not taste bad. It's pretty good.
I mean, it smells really good.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to pick
my pony will love those. I'm going to stop by and get some for my pony, okay?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Come by.
Very
but
nice.
But we wanted to do something. We're more of a horse bakery as opposed to, you know, we're a company who sells horse treats, but we want to go the extra step of making sure that your horse is getting, you know, the nutritional values along with its freshness. You know, when you go to a tack shop, you're always not sure how long that product has been sitting there. With our products, you know that it was just baked. It was just made and
in the Western Mecca of Long Island.
I know. I love it. That's what should be
you
happening.
You can't get fresher than this.
They are so fresh. I mean, you can really see it. Glenn can taste it.
Wimp.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
That's all right. We're getting you next.
I know, exactly, right?
I would be lying if I didn't say that I've tricked my friends into eating these.
I mean, they look like,
they do look like something you could eat, yeah.
Totally.
Like little cupcakes. Actually, they're in the shape of a little tiny cupcake.
Yeah.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love
like
the peppermint
little
ones. They're so cute.
And then we also have our pill pocket one.
Yeah, you do have a pill pocket one, too.
Pill pocket one, which you can warm up in your hand. And it has, like, a little compartment. And you just warm it up in your hand, and you can stick a pill in there if your horse takes medicine. Or you could put a little bit of carrot or apple or anything else that your horse likes inside of it and just make your own kind of treat with that. So it's very playful and it's very fun, and that's what we wanted.
Yeah, I mean, you would not be able to warm this up in your hand and bend it if it wasn't fresh.
Right, exactly.
This is for sure, it would just crumble. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah,
that you get
it's
fresh
just,
treats.
You know, you just warm it up, and we don't dehydrate these so that they do have a little bit of moisture in them, so you're able to kind of play with them a little bit, whereas the other two, the Casino's Kisses and the Mustang Mints, are a little bit crunchier of a treat.
The one that Glenn likes.
Well, this is very cool. Thank you so much for stopping by. What's the website?
www.cowgirlskitchen.com.
Cowgirlskitchen.com.
Yep, and we're on Instagram
and
we're on Facebook.
You ship all over the country.
We ship all over the country.
Wow.
U.S. only right now, but hopefully we can expand soon and, you know, get out there for the entire world to share our treats.
Good job, Declan.
Love it.
Jacqueline the cowgirl from Long Island. See, I always remember that. I always remember that. Well, you got to have something that's unique, right? My little pony.
I'm different.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Love the
cowgirl. I'll be by later to get Jennifer just played the My Little Pony song, if you heard it in your head there. That's what that was. Yeah. So I'll be stopping by to get the treats for My Little Pony, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jacqueline. See you soon.
All right. Well, coming up next is payback for me eating a horse cookie. Come on over. So next up, we have Elisa, who is from a company called Helite. Is it Helite?
Yes, Helite.
Come right in. It'll be about an inch from the mic. Now, we're going to have a little fun with this segment.
Oh, boy. I'm bracing myself.
Tell us what Helite is. By the way, the lovely, lovely accent you're going to hear is French.
Yes. Yes, a little French. But my mother is American, so I still...
Oh, really? Yeah. But did you grow up in France?
I'm fluent.
You're very fluent.
But
did you grow up in?
A lovely accent.
Yeah, you do. It's beautiful.
We love French accents. Thanks. Yes, I grew up in France.
What part?
In Burgundy, Dijon.
Ah,
maybe you know Dijon for the mustard.
Mustard, yeah.
Well, now you can know Dijon for our airbags.
And a lot of wine. Wow. A lot of wine.
A lot of wine.
Area.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are an airbag manufacturer and innovator. My father is the person that invented this airbag system. He was an aeronautic engineer, and he had a bad accident, and he decided to...
In a helicopter, you said. Helicopter accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he decided to do at first he wanted to do light helicopters. That's the name of our company. Helite, for light helicopters.
Oh, really?
It doesn't have anything to do with airbags.
It's funny when you hear the backstory.
Except when you land badly, then you really want one, an airbag. Yeah.
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 And so he started with an airbag for helicopters and for hang gliders, and then he got an innovative price from the French state. He got money, and the people that gave him the money said, well, you did a great airbag, but you're not going to save a lot of lives for hang glider pilots. So why don't you...
Yeah, there's a few of them around,
Why don't you focus on the motorcycle market, where are going to help us save many lives and make our healthcare
less.
And then the horse riding came pretty quickly afterwards because the mechanism is very similar. The accidents are not as bad as with motorcycles, but I mean a lot of horse riders are happy to wear more safety. So we've been doing very well. We started our equestrian airbag in 2006. And we've been...
Is this your first time at the show here in the United States?
It's our first time under our own brand name.
Okay.
We are doing... we're manufacturers, so we give our airbags to other brand names.
Right. Mm.
But now we really want to have our own brand and make sure...
And for those that are totally confused, we're talking about the airbags that you would be familiar with the eventers wearing, so when they fall off, they blow up like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and bounce off the ground instead of break things.
Exactly.
So that's what we're talking about. And it's been, in the past, it's been the airbags are usually put over the protective vest that they're required to wear. And they've always been kind of just looked ugly. They've always been kind of crazy looking and ugly looking, like you're wearing a bulletproof vest almost.
Yeah. I won't tell that to our designers.
But now, what was so unique and why we picked up on this at the show was you've changed all of that. You're changing that, and tell us how.
So, yes, you're right. A lot of people were complaining about this stupid look, and we don't want to protect only eventing people. It was not made for eventers at the beginning. It's just that they were ready to wear it. So now we have a very nice soft shell vest, which integrates the exact same airbag that we put in our eventing vest.
I mean, and it really does. I was drawn into your booth, too. I walked by, and I thought you guys were just selling cute vests and jackets.
Thank you.
And they weren't just the shells out there. When I went up and felt, I could feel the airbag in them, but they're so thin. I mean, you would never know.
You
would never know.
It looks like a sporty jacket.
Yeah, they're very fashionable.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like something that you would wear. Oh, yeah. You know, even as a stuffy hunter jumper rider. Yeah, yeah.
No, people love that fabric.
And thanks to this, we're able to have a lot of show jumper in Europe that are really starting to approve.
Nice.
And wear it.
Yeah.
The big thing was it needs to be user friendly, and we have an airbag that's removable from the shell.
Oh, really? So you can zip the airbag out from the inside and just use it as a jacket?
Exactly. Use it as a jacket, and you can also wash it pretty easily. You just wash your soft shell as if it was any other soft shell in the washing machine.
Ah.
Wow.
And the other very big innovation is that you can have different soft shells and one airbag. So the soft shells are interchangeable.
Oh, so you can change your colors and...
Yes.
Go from a vest to a jacket.
Okay,
so if you choose...
So soft shell, to explain what that means. It's the type of jacket, right?
Yes, it's pretty common now with a lot of the show jumping vests already because it's breathable, it's elastic, it's just more comfortable on the skin. An airbag is not breathable, so we're not using it because it's breathable, but just because it just looks nice.
Yeah.
And
it's a very functional layer. People love it because the finish on that fabric, you can just wipe it off. Like if you get slobbered or you fall off or something, they're easy to wash, easy to clean, and people are buying those all the time. I mean, that is the go-to fabric.
What's been the reaction from the retailers here?
They're pretty impressed. I'm starting to get retailers that would have never come to my booth before. Those retailers that don't have eventers in their shop.
And Emily is a jumper, and you said now for training your horses, you wear an airbag.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. For the babies, for the saddle breaking. Because I have a rib injury, and I just can't have that concussion on the ground. So I'm a big believer in it, and I just wear the regular vest with nothing on top. And, you know, people are like, what are you wearing? It's crazy. Are you planning on falling off? Why are you doing this? You know, but
now you could hide it, go incognito.
Like, I want all of that like interaction when I'm getting on the baby horse. I don't want everybody to be like, whoa, are you planning on having a wreck today like this, you know?
And did you already fall with the
airbag?
That leads us to our next segment.
Oh, my.
Because Emily has not experienced the blowing up of the air vest on her body. And so you brought one along that we're going to blow Emily up, right?
Yes.
Yay! Emily. Now, I'm going to videotape this, so I'm going to stay seated. You can take your headphones off. Head out here so I can videotape.
Do you want to be in a blue soft shell or in a black soft shell?
Blue or black, Emily?
Black.
Okay.
Okay.
Black.
So because it's black, I have one airbag.
I'm going to try and video this as best I can.
So I'm zipping the airbag in the correct soft shell.
Okay.
And
there we go.
And you can stand up with Emily. I'll talk here. All right. Okay. So. We're at the American Equestrian Trade Association. I'm doing this for the video's purposes. And I have Emily from S Equestrian here. And we have the Helite vest. And it's the vest version of the airbag that everybody's become so familiar with. Oh, it looks good on you.
It's
very stylish. Back up a little bit so we can get it on the video.
One question that comes up very often is, what about the noise? Is going
to
freak out? Well, first of all, if you're falling off your horse is already pretty disturbed and freaked
out. Right, exactly.
But actually, it's a very quick noise, so they don't even see it.
Right.
They don't even think about it. So we actually don't have any problem with the horse freaking out.
That's good to know.
And this is Elisa from Helite, and she is going to blow Emily up. This is the highlight of my day. Hold on here a second. All right.
I'm ready.
We're ready.
Oh. Can I hit you? Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard. Oh, and she's being hit now. So. It takes your breath away, though, doesn't it?
It's a compression.
Yeah.
So it's not only.
You look like you'd float.
Yeah. Okay, probably would. But, you know, it's comfortable. I was a little bit nervous, but I thought, I mean, I do have one, and I do want to experience it deploying. It is comfortable. It is comfortable.
It looks great. It looks like a jacket. You know, now it kind of looks like an airbag, but because it's all.
Are you sure back here does it look like an airbag?
So it's not only an inflatable mattress, it's also keeping your core together, making sure.
It's compression, yeah. You feel it like that. So with the concussion, you're not going to ooh, you know, all over.
So she's not a, she's a piece of wood instead of being something soft coming on the ground. So she's better prepared for.
She's been called wooden before,
yeah.
So that's good.
There. My middle name, actually.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you, Lisa. This is really a fabulous product. You guys got to check it out.
That's great. Well, yeah, and it does look good. I mean, it looks like a vest. I mean, it just, it's, you would never guess it was an airbag before she blew up.
No, at all. And even when it's blown up, it feels more kind of held together.
I just feel like we're taking airbags to the, you've got to get on the mic now.
Another level.
But that's it. You're taking it to the next level, which is making it stylish.
Yes.
You know, which
we were developing a lot about the technique. There was a lot of engineering to go to improve, and we were not taking care of the style. But now that we're really happy with the technology that we developed, we just need to come up with new styles and.
And you can get them sized so that they would fit over the regular protective vest. Then.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
You can.
Yeah.
Although this line was designed for people that don't wear protective vests.
Right.
We already have, for example, the
like Emily, who's out there riding and training in the jumper world.
No, I get shamed out of it. People are like, I mean, really, you just are like, oh, I don't want to field like 25 questions on the way to the ring, you know? So
yeah.
You end up, unfortunately, not wearing it sometimes. But I would.
But you know, break bones don't break bones. You know,
totally.
If you don't break bones, you're there to ride later in the day. If you break bones, you're not riding for six
it's
weeks.
So true. And the neck is a big thing, especially
yeah.
for some of the older riders.
And this did have the neck protection on the back that blew up, too.
So when you were tilting your head, you could feel the cushion.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I get most concerned about with the – well, I train my mom. My mom does the adult jumpers, and she wants to do the masters, which, like, scares me to death, you know. But I want her to wear one.
Did you – so what did it feel like?
It just felt immediate compression. I was, like, nervous, you know, that she's going to hurt or something. And then the noise is not so loud. I mean, we're indoors.
Although there are a few event horses that when they get off at the end, you know, they jump off their horses at the end of cross country and forget to unhook. It happens to
hilarious.
Every eventer. So those horses kind of get used to it because you literally can hear them popping at the finish line.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I would do that for sure. But it's not that loud.
No.
I was surprised, too, because, again, I do the baby horses. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to come off and it's going to pop, I'm going to get kicked on the way down or something, but it's not, and it's not that big because
sure.
it's in that vest. It's
and there are a lot
product.
Of compromises to take into account. We need to have a shape that doesn't prevent you from moving and coming out pretty quickly from the rest of the track.
Right.
And you need to be able to roll. Don't forget that rolling and is the best way to protect yourself. So we want your chin to be able to go down and touch your thorax,
okay,
to be able to have, and that's the best natural protection.
Interesting. Yeah, I felt that because although I felt very protected and in some places stiff, I was able to move. Like if I had fallen and needed to get out of the way quickly, I'm not hindered. I wasn't restricted in my arms. I could push. Yeah.
Well, that's a good reaction to have is remember to just go into a somersault. It's natural, and you just need to put
your chin
down.
In.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, but you know who else I could see wearing these now that they're becoming stylish is the endurance riders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, they have to wear them for a whole day. I mean, they have to wear them for a long time.
That's comfortable.
Yeah.
And it does not feel like a vest.
Now, and the CO2 cartridge is down toward the bottom of the jacket?
Yes, we chose the part of the body that's the less...
That's not going to interfere when you're in the saddle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
not
like
going to poke
having,
you.
It's where your telephone
yeah, would be on the side,
in the
sort
pocket
of.
Was
yeah.
kind of the same place.
Yeah.
I
and
didn't even feel it, though, when it was on,
sure.
when it wasn't deployed. It was very small.
And, well, it's just that we place it correctly, and
okay.
it's all about the compromise. We could have a bigger cartridge,
okay,
but it would be too heavy, and you would not
okay.
accept to wear our product.
So it's very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys did it. Whatever tweaks you made, I mean, it's stylish,
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that we deployed, seriously, because I've been thinking, when is
you
this
should actually,
happen?
And that's, we'll end with that. You recommend that everybody gets an airbag, do that so that they get used to what it feels like.
Sure. It's,
yeah.
It's good to know what's going to happen
yeah. before it happens.
Yeah.
And you're going to be less frightened of it, too. Yeah.
It's not frightening. I was more nervous than when it happened. I was like, oh, that's doable. The horses aren't going to be upset. It's not that loud. And because the vest holds it, you know, I don't know, like it doesn't draw your eye. Like, I don't think the horse is going to be like, whoa, the person just turned into the Michelin man.
And we have that video. We're going to post it on Horses in the Morning, or Horses in the Morning's Facebook page here shortly. So you can see Emily getting blown up.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to say we are not our distribution network in the U.S. is just starting.
Okay.
So we have an international website. We will have a U.S. website.
What's the website?
It's called Helite Equestrian.
H-E-L-I-T-E Equestrian.
Yes.
.com or dot co.
.com.
Okay.
And same thing. Our Facebook page is Helite Equestrian.
Okay.
And we're building our U.S. office right now. So if you're interested, you just call us or look on our website. You won't find us in a lot of retailer shops in the U.S. yet. But
will you be at Rolex?
Yes.
Okay. Of course.
That's going to be one of our biggest.
You're going to be rolling out there?
Yes.
Yeah. Really smart.
Yeah.
Great product.
Well, Elisa, you are absolutely lovely. It's terrific to meet you. And
red in the face.
So nice of you to come stop by and share the product.
And blowing Emily up. Thank you for that,
too.
I know.
I appreciate it, too.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Well, thanks. And we'll talk to you again soon. Good luck at Rolex.
Good luck.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Wow.
Well,
I even heard you speak. Emily, it was awesome.
Oh, and we didn't have her headphones.
Sorry.
She has her headphones on now. Go ahead. Say it again.
I even heard your squeaking when the thing went off. It was awesome.
Oh, my, I know. Well, I was scared because, you know, the idea of it, you're like, I mean, everybody knows. Well, I've had an airbag deploy in the car before, and my face was all burned.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's dangerous. You know, I'm like, oh, gosh, this thing is, like, on my person, and I'm trying to protect my rib injury, but it's an airbag.
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, is this going to hurt? Is this a bad idea?
I was actually a little concerned about your rib injury. Yeah.
I was, too. Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome.
When you signed me up.
Yeah, but I still was attending, you know, so I wasn't that concerned.
No, we were still concerned.
Glenn wasn't
like, there's a hospital right down the street.
Right? Yeah, come on. I mean, it's
open. For the team, Emily. For the team.
Yeah, I did it. I'm a team player. But I'm really happy that I did experience that, and I'm telling you, it is not that shocking when it happens. Everybody should be wearing them. It's not people get nervous that it's too loud, like I'm saying, and it blows up too big, and the horses get spooked. Not at all. That's the real deal.
Well, I'll post that video on the Facebook page when we're done with the show here. So, Emily, final thoughts?
Before we move on, I wanted to correct something. The website is helite-equestrian.com.
Oh,
okay, Helite-Equestrian, or just Google Helite-Equestrian.
Yeah, if you Google Helite Air Vest, but you have to put the word equestrian next to it, you will find them.
Okay, very good. Well, we are going to be wrapping up here shortly at the American Equestrian Trade Association. Thank you so much, Emily. Do you have final thoughts on what you saw, or was there something that jumped out at you?
Oh, I have been walking around. I mean, there are a lot of new products right now, a lot of, between the equipment and the clothes. I mean, people are really getting into the future with it. Like, people are thinking comfort, wellness, you know, everything. It's nothing's just a product anymore. It's a product that does like five things.
And we didn't even get a chance to talk about Equestrian yesterday.
That's
We'll talk about that Friday.
We'll talk about that Friday.
Friday, yeah.
But no, it's great. I think, I don't even know what to pick that would stand out. Everybody's got all kinds of new stuff. The bling. There is so much bling.
Well, I will say this, and there's a company that everybody's familiar with that it's been around a long time, but their products kind of had grown stagnant for a little while, and that's Weatherbeater.
Okay.
And Dublin and all of the lines of Weatherbeater products. And I had an opportunity to meet with them yesterday. Their new president and CMO, their chief marketing officer, who's from England, actually came over. And we did an interview that you'll hear on the show here in the coming weeks. And Weatherbeater has completely redone a lot of their lines, including the whole Dublin range of boots and breeches. And you'll hear about it when I do the interview with the CMO. But one of the things, and Jennifer's going to be happy to hear this, that Dublin has done with their breeches is they've done something that everybody's been waiting for, and they've done three different cuts now. There's a thin cut, a normal cut, and then a girl with hips cut.
Wow.
And that, you know, that's been the biggest complaint about breeches for years, is the girls that actually have hips and a butt, because girls who ride have hips and a butt, that the breeches were made for skinny, you know, thin teenage 10-year-olds, you know.
Right.
Well, they have three different cuts now, and they had three different models there that were showing us the different cuts, and they were all different shapes. And let me tell you, they looked wonderful on the girl with the hips, who would normally look like you had stuffed her into a sausage,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Nothing really fit right.
The rise.
Everything fit right. They put gussets in all the right places.
Wow.
And what was amazing is all those three girls we saw had the same waist size.
Really?
And it looked like they had different waist sizes, you know, but because everything just fit.
Wow.
You know, so
that's really cool.
So Dublin, and they have three different technical fabrics now that they're using that you can get in all those different shapes. So they're the first company to really come out with the different shapes like that.
Yep.
And I think that they're going to become popular.
Yeah,
really do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that is a factor because it's the rise. I know I'm making britches and to get the rise correct because of the different body types. So that's great if they're able to get three different cuts. Jeez.
Yep, and they're going to be coming out with those, I think, very shortly. You'll see them in the stores very shortly.
Nice.
But that was the one thing that jumped out at me, and then just a ton of clothing.
So much.
Just
and like,
clothing
like,
galore.
And so much bling. Like Charles Owen has that new helmet that they've got the middle part like totally covered in silver. I went up to touch it to see if any of it was going to come off. Because it just looks like legit glitter. You know, I was like, what is going on? But it's not. It's like totally fixed. It's awesome, and there's quite a few new helmet companies.
Yeah, a lot of new helmet companies.
Yeah.
That I was surprised. But apparently, there are a lot of helmet companies in Europe that are just making
they're
their way over here.
Well,
Italians and other.
It's our safety.
Yep, that's
take
right.
It seriously.
Well, this has been fun. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for producing from home. I know it was tough being down there in 75 degrees, you know, producing and everything. You know.
Yeah.
It's just difficult
probably
to do.
Probably wearing shorts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Probably don't even know where your jacket is.
Yeah. We were in hat and gloves for the last 3 days.
Oh,
well, thank you again, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with Jamie, and we'll be doing kind of our Monday show tomorrow. And are we going to do – we'll have to do really bad ads on Wednesday. Is that what we're going to have to do if we're going to get it in this week?
Oh, that's true. Jennifer? You're right. Yeah.
So I guess we'll have to try and do really bad ads on Wednesday. So get your ads
into
JenniferForceRadioNetwork.com. I'll have some brand new prizes that I found here at the show that I think the listeners are going to like. So get your ads in because I'll have some surprise prizes for you for Wednesday's really bad ads. And
you still
then
your
we'll
closet
see
again, haven't you?
Yep, that's right. And then we'll see Emily. We'll see you again on Friday.
Yeah,
in warm Wellington.
Shorts and T-shirts.
All right, good. Well,
cool.
Thank you, Emily, for filling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, happy to be here.
Take care, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at Horses in the Morning.
Bye.
And that's the point where Jennifer plays the closing music, which she is looking for. There it is. See you, everybody.